Thank you, Jerry. And like I said, a quick little Blue Jays talk, so get those calls in right now. 416-870-0590, star 590 on the cell, and long distance, 1-888-666-0590. Just taking your calls up to the top of the hour. Blue Jays lose it 4-2, but a little more emerges about the roster. Mark Burley revealing post-game, or at least post-outing, that he will be starting the Baltimore Orioles home opener, which will be Friday, April the 10th. That means he is fourth out of the chute, and we expect Drew Hutchison to be going opening day, followed by R.A. Dickey and Daniel Norris, then Burley and Aaron Sanchez. 416-870-0590. Star 590 on the cell. Long distance is 1-888-666-0590. We begin with Andrew in Burlington. You're going to be the leadoff man on Spring Training Blue Jays Talk, listening on our flagship station, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Good afternoon, Andrew.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
Actually, we had the chance to meet you a couple of weeks ago in Port Charlotte. You came over to say hi to my son. He thought that was pretty awesome, so thanks again for doing that.
Well, thank you for asking. That was very cool meeting you guys there in the Blue Jays dugout.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Yeah, you definitely made his day, so thank you. Hey, just a couple questions. Who's impressed you most this spring training? Who was the biggest disappointment? And then just want to curious, what do you think is a reasonable win total for this year for the Blue Jays?
That's a tough one. The biggest disappointment has to be Marcus Stroman getting hurt and missing the season. That's a huge, huge blow that this team, I think, may be deep enough to recover from, but it's going to take a lot of ifs coming through. The most impressive player so far this spring has to be Miguel Castro. I mean, it's just been silly, the stuff that he's been able to do. Until yesterday, it was 9 shutout innings all spring long. He's 20 years old. He pitched in Vancouver last year in short season A-ball. Really should not be doing the things that he's been able to do. And the fact that he's going to make the team is a testament to just how impressive he's been and just how well he's pitched. Devin Travis as well, 2 more hits today. He has had an incredible spring, especially since he got off to the poor start. He was 0-for-11 to start the spring, and since then, he's 19-for-43, which is just amazing. He's been terrific. Josh Donaldson told me earlier this afternoon that he's kind of fallen in love with Devin Travis, watching what he's been able to do. And a win total, I don't know. I mean, for me, they won 83 games last year. They are better than they were last year, and they are clearly better than they were last year. So I feel like they should win more than 83 games, but there are a lot of ifs, and you're counting on 3 pitchers in your rotation who are under 25. You're counting on 2 pitchers in your bullpen who are 20 years old and who've never pitched outside of A-ball before. But the Blue Jays will be able to out-hit a lot of the pitching problems that they may run into at various points this season. I can't give you a win total, but I think this is going to be a very, very good team this year.
Awesome. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
All right. Appreciate the call from both of you. Thank you very much. Let's take a little dip into the clubhouse here before we take another call. Josh Donaldson homered as part of a 1-for-3 day, also made a spectacular leaping grab of a Steve Clevenger line drive in the 6th inning, an incredible athletic play. And I'm writing my Sportsnet.ca column about Josh Donaldson. So, why not let you listen to the chat that the column is going to be based off of. Here's my conversation with Blue Jays third baseman Josh Donaldson.
Josh, another home run today and a big defensive play as well at third base. It seems like you've really quietly had a pretty terrific spring.
Yeah, I'm starting to feel good. I'm not quite there, but I feel pretty good right now.
What's it like when you're there? What's left?
You'll see. I don't know. I don't know how much. I don't like to talk about it. I think you'll just see. You'll know when I'm there.
I mean, just how you feel as far as, like, you know, the results we'll see, the numbers that we'll see, but for you to feel like things have clicked in.
Well, just, I mean, every at bat, you know, being locked in, not giving one at bat away. defensively, every ball that's hit, I mean, making the proper, you know, the footing that needs to happen, and, you know, just really being locked into the game. And, this isn't an excuse by any means, but playing 3 days in a row definitely helped that, or four. This might be my fourth in a row. But in spring, you know, just because you don't want the wear and tear, you know, you're not playing necessarily every day. And that's something I've grown accustomed to, playing pretty much every day. And that when that happens, it definitely allows you to become more locked into the scenarios and everything like that at bats. And like I said, I think it's getting close.
And it looks like from this point on, you'll be day on, day off, day on, day off, all the way till opening day. Is it going to be tough to stay close?
No, I think the most important part about spring training is coming out of here in one piece. The second part, I feel like we've had enough at bats, we've had enough games to kind of, you know, work your way into the season. And you know, like I said, it's a long season, and you know, I feel good where I'm at right now.
And it's like the fourth straight day, I think, that Edwin's been back, and you've been sitting there behind the lineup the way it should be, behind Jose Bautista and Edwin Encarnacion. How much are you going to enjoy hitting there during the regular season?
I mean, honestly, I mean, 1 through 5, and then, I mean, there's some young guys on this team that haven't necessarily had the opportunity to play every day, but there's some guys in this lineup that I really like. I have expectations for them. For not knowing, Devin Travis has definitely been the guy who, I mean, I've kind of fallen in love with just watching him. He's you know, he does a lot of things well, and I think he's one of those guys that you're gonna know his name by the end of the year.
The one thing that you can comment on, I guess, about Devin before I let you go is something that you notice. We've noticed a brief, like, little glimpses, but the transfer, when he's trying to turn a double play, when you feed him that baseball, the way he gets that ball out of his glove, that's not something that most guys can do.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely has a quick transfer, and what I like the most about him over there is he's got really nice feet. You know, he knows how to work himself around the bag, and, you know, it's one of those things where he's obviously put the time in over there, and he looks really, really nice with it.
That's Josh Donaldson giving some serious compliments to Devin Travis right there. The Blue Jays looks to be their rookie starting second baseman and hitting 7th, 8th, or 9th as we start the season. The Blue Jays lose it 4-2 to the Baltimore Orioles. Step away and we'll hear from Mark Burley when we return. It's the Honda Post Game Show on the Sportsnet Radio Network. Back here at the Face, Blue Jays 4-2 losers to the Baltimore Orioles. And before we wrap up our post game show, let's take another dip back into the clubhouse and hear from Mark Burley, who started today's game, gave up a run on 7 hits over 5 innings. Mark, your last start in Florida, how did it go for you?
Beginning wasn't as strong and sharp as I wanted to. So I feel like I got stronger as the game went along. Don't know why, but just one of those days, third inning, didn't miss too many bats. They were putting the ball in play pretty hard and guys diving all over and making some plays. So overall, it was good. I got up to 90 pitch count area. Would like it to have been a little more, 6 or 7 innings, but just it's the way it goes.
How was your location?
50-50. I mean, seems like some I was hitting some spots and some I wasn't, and they were making me pay for it. So, again, I don't know, just building up pitch count pretty much.
Mark, are you tapering off before your next start? Just a lower pitch count?
Yeah, I think 3 to 5 innings, I guess, just depends. I think it's the first game in Montreal I'll be throwing. So I don't know exactly pitch count, but he said we'll taper it back a little bit and get ready for the start.
Is that something that – I think you did that last year, didn't you, before the season?
I think you usually cut back. I mean, you try to get up to 90 to 100 pitches, and then your start before the season, you just cut back to rest up a little bit.
When do you expect to start?
First game in Baltimore. Is that breaking news?
Now it is.
Oh, boy. I said I think, didn't I?
Is there anything specific that's left for you that you'd like to work on, or are you pretty much set where you want to be for the most part?
Yeah, I'm fine. I think it's one of those things, it's just pitch count, and I think once you get out there and the games count, it just you kind of flip a switch and everything just kind of comes to you. Again, I'm gonna have days like today where they're putting the ball in play and hitting the ball hard and give up 10 hits in 5 innings. It's kind of how I am. I'm not striking many guys out, so I just got to be strong on location. When I am, it's going to be a good day. When I'm not, it's not going to be very good.
So there you go, Mark Burley, and that's pretty much the story of Mark Burley. When he's on, it's going to be a good day. When he's not, it's going to be a short day. And you hope for more on than off, and that's what he's been able to deliver so far over the course of what's been a wonderful career. And the Blue Jays are hoping he's got one more strong year in him, because he's going to be one of only two pitchers in the Blue Jays starting rotation who are over 25 years old. Dickey and Burley are a combined 75 years old, while Drew Hutchison, Aaron Sanchez, and Daniel Norris are a combined 67 years old. It's going to be a lot of fun. The ceilings on these kids are so high, and one hopes that they can approach them. One hopes as well that at the very least they'll be a serviceable major leaguer. And really, I don't know that the Blue Jays need much more than that with the offense that they have. That's going to do it for us here. We will be back tomorrow online. The Blue Jays visit the Houston Astros in Kissimmee, Florida. We're on at 6 o'clock Eastern Time. Joe Siddle and I will have the call for you on the web through the MLB.com, Sportsnet.ca. Then Tuesday, home to the Phillies. Wednesday in Fort Myers against the Red Sox. And then off to Montreal. You've been listening to Home Hardware Blue Jays Baseball, brought to you by Home Hardware, homeowners helping homeowners with expert advice. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership or the Sportsnet Radio Network. For Jerry and Joe, Tom Young, Brian Calhoun, and Mark Boffo, I'm Mike Wilner. Bye-bye.